Today we aren't looking at the subject of fasting, and because it was requested, we read four scriptures already. There's another one in Zechariah. In Zechariah chapter 7, verse 4, beginning with there. Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me. Ask all the people of the land and the priests this question. When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? That's God's question. And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves? Are these not the words the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were at rest and prosperous, and the Negev and the western foothills were settled? And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow and the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. If the Bible talks so much about fasting, why don't we do it? Yeah, what is fasting anyway? Fasting is going without food, either for a short period of time or a long period of time. It is not eating. Not eating. Not eating? Can there be anything more un-American than not eating? Come on, every time we get together to celebrate stuff, what'd you do on the 4th of July? You got together and you didn't eat anything, right? You fired up the Barbie and you got the hot dogs ready and boy, we feast at Christmas. And can you imagine Thanksgiving and just sit around and nobody eat anything? Well, how un-American can you get? Food is for celebrating stuff. Why would we want to do something crazy like fasting? Do you know Siddhartha Gautama lived six centuries before Christ? Siddhartha Gautama became the Buddha. He became the Buddha after meditating very intensely under the Bodhi tree and having that experience of enlightenment that he went out to share truth and enlightenment with as many people as he could after that. Before he became the Buddha, Siddhartha was trying to find fulfillment. And first of all, he tried sensuality. He tried eating and drinking and partying and every sort of sensual experience he could possibly have. He just took it in. He indulged himself tremendously. He found it so unsatisfying and he felt so empty. Next, he tried asceticism. That is, he denied his body everything. He fasted and fasted and fasted. He said he got so thin that he was able to reach inside his stomach and pull it together and put his hand around his spine. He fasted that extremely. But he found out that wasn't very satisfying or enlightening either. He went on to preach the teaching of moderation. You give the body what it needs, not too much and not too little. But he tried fasting very, very much. Here in the 21st century America, what's our problem? We have so much food, and it's of such high calorie content and value. Our lives are so different than they were hundreds of years ago, or even many, many thousands of years ago. We have a whole different rhythm to life and the demands of it. What's our problem? Overeating. Having too many calories available and not stopping. And so we read about in magazines and books and on websites and articles all about what? Dieting. How to lose weight. You probably read a whole lot about it. Have you ever read a book or an article about fasting? Ever read one about fasting? Did you even know they wrote a book about fasting? I came across one in my library written by J. Harold Smith, Fast Your Way to Health. I haven't read this one, but I've read another book about fasting. I read it many years ago. The guy who was doing it, it wasn't from a Christian perspective, but he highly recommended it. He was an extremist. He would go on long fasts. I mean, I was amazed the guy could live through it, but he'd go on almost like 60-day fast. Isn't that amazing? And there's a whole lot I could tell you about it. I remember being impressed with fasting, but I didn't see the point. Why fast? Right? You'd have to be powerfully convinced to do it, right? Why would anybody fast? Why did people fast in the Bible? There's somebody significant who fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was in the wilderness. Why? Trying to figure out exactly what kind of Messiah he was supposed to be, Jesus Christ. The whole time he was in the wilderness, did he eat? Not a bite. Now, one has to drink. You can't go 40 days without drinking water. But he didn't eat for 40 days, and the Bible says he got very hungry. What an understatement. I'm sure he was very hungry. Why do Muslims fast for the month of Ramadan? They take a whole month in which from sunrise to sunset, they don't eat. They don't eat anything. After sunset, they can eat. And I imagine I'd gorge if I were them. Well, my goodness, I'd be ready to eat. I've heard about them kind of being ready for the bell to strike when sunset starts. They're sitting there over a plate of food with a fork, just ready to go. Why would they do that, though? What's the point? Well, if I had a long time, I would take a long time to go through a whole lot of things in the Bible. I put an insert in your bulletin today, and it gives you a little background about fasting and the Christian perspective of it and Bible accounts of fasting. I don't expect you to read all this right now, but take it home and read it. Look how many times fasting is mentioned in the Bible. Why fast? For one thing, fasting is seeking something. It's seeking a deeper devotion to God. That's why you should fast. It is meant to increase our awareness of God and to think more deeply on spiritual levels rather than the physical level. How much do you think about food? How often? You kind of have to sometimes, don't you, to what you're going to have for lunch, what you're going to have for dinner, make preparations, those kind of things. Well, suppose you could just take a break from that and not think about food, but think about God. Fasting is a pretty simple way to do that, because when you go for any time without eating, what happens? You get hungry, your stomach growls, and immediately you start to think about what? What am I going to eat? What do I want? Now, suppose you make the intentional decision you're not going to eat. As soon as your stomach growls, as soon as you feel that hunger pang, they're not pains for us, what's the first thing you think about? Food. You say, oh, wait a minute, I made a conscious decision not to eat. Why did I do that? Oh, yeah, I'm going to think about God. That'll get you thinking about God. Isn't it a great reminder? Isn't it chronic? Isn't it nagging? Does the hunger go away? No, it keeps showing up. Coming back again. Get something to eat. No, wait a minute. I decided not to eat so I could think about God. Oh, yeah. What about God? It works. Fasting works to bring your attention to be focused on God. That's why people fast. Quite a few times in the Old Testament, the people were commanded to fast as a sign of humbling themselves and to seek to be more devoted to God. The people were called to fast, not to feast, but to fast. Now, nowhere in the New Testament are Christians commanded to fast, although it is just referred to several times, as it was in the book of Acts here, as something that was being practiced. But every time in the New Testament it talks about fasting, what's the other thing associated with it? Prayer. Give yourself to prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting go together like salt and pepper. They go together like movies and popcorn. They go together like Ben and Jerry's. Prayer and fasting, okay? I got you thinking about food, didn't I, right? You're thinking about ice cream and popcorn. Quit thinking about food for a moment here. But it's a package deal with prayer and fasting. Try fasting. It will improve your prayer life. It really will. There's another good reason for fasting too. It's a very practical thing. You know why? It's very cleansing. It's a very nice way to clean out your body. Do you know that a lot of food is good for you, but there are a lot of toxic elements to food? And I'm not just talking about bad elements that are in the food, but the residue of food that stays in your body, throughout your digestive system, throughout your cells, takes its toll on your body. And therefore, when you fast, what happens? The body has a chance to completely clean out the digestive tract and all the complicated systems that are there, even down to the cellular level, where the cells are very busy taking food to parts of the body and picking up the waste products and taking it back. All that's cleaned out, and your body is refreshed and invigorated, and you feel you feel a tickle in your throat, and you cough in front of God and everybody. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Fasting is a cleansing experience, and when done properly, you feel better physically, mentally, and spiritually. Did you know that the Mormons are called to fast one day a week, just to take one day a week in which they don't eat any food? I'm sure it benefits the followers of Mormonism, and it doesn't do any harm. It does great benefit. And of course, as I said, you do have to drink. Well, your body does need that, and there's a problem with dehydration that can happen. But if fasting were not useful, and if fasting were not spiritual, why did Jesus do it for 40 days before he began his ministry? He came out of that experience knowing God and knowing God well and knowing exactly what he was supposed to do in this world. So perhaps we should follow the example of Jesus in fasting. In Isaiah 58, the prophet offered commentary on the people of his day who were, you know, did you follow what they were doing there? They were fasting a lot. And then they were asking the question, well, why isn't God blessing us? Why isn't God fixing things for us? Because look here, we're fasting so very much. That should do the trick, right? Well, Zechariah had the same sort of situation that I just read in chapter 7, and he said, you know what's more important than fasting and you trying to earn God's approval here? It's much more important for you to administer true justice, to treat each other right, to show mercy and compassion to your fellow human beings and to one another, and to quit plotting evil against one another and do good. That's the important thing. And if fasting doesn't lead you to that, then it's just an exercise in self-congratulations or something. That's what Zechariah says. Basically, fasting is a very good spiritual discipline. It's tied to prayer, devotion, concentration, and even, Zechariah says, morality, doing good. So there's a purpose to it. If it results in a closer walk with God, then that's something we human beings would do well to do. Fast. Our problem is we aren't doing it. Perhaps we should. Remember when Jesus was very hungry in the desert? He was really hungry, and what's one of the things that the devil tempted him with? Hey, you got a bunch of rocks around here. You're the Son of God, aren't you? Why don't you turn those rocks into bread? Not only for you, but for everybody else. And Jesus said, you know, I'm really hungry. That sounds good. I can just smell that bread right now. But you know what's more important? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.